This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar spoke to his Iranian and Israeli counterpart over telephone yesterday. Speaking to Foreign Minister of Iran, Hossein Amir Abdollahian, Dr. Jaishankar took up the release of 17 Indian crew members of MSC Ares. They discussed the current situation in the region. The External Affairs Minister stressed on the importance of avoiding escalation, exercising restraint, and returning to diplomacy. Both leaders agreed to remain in touch. Speaking to his Israeli counterpart, Israel Katz, Dr. Jaishankar shared India's concern at the developments in the region. They discussed the larger regional situation. Both leaders agreed to stay in touch. As Kerala is gearing for the Lok Sabha election in the second phase on 26th of April, top leaders of major political parties are visiting the state for campaigning. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in Alathur constituency. Later in the day, he will leave for Attingal, where he will address a public gathering at Katakada. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address a mega rally of the UDF at Kozhikode this evening. He will also participate in various programs today and tomorrow in Wayanad constituency, where he is seeking re-election for the second term. LDF leaders Sitaram Yechuri, Prakash Karat, Brinda Karat, Subhasini Ali and Tapan Sen are also scheduled to hit the campaign trail this week. The BJP, Congress and other parties in Rajasthan have put their full might into the election campaign for the first phase of election. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah will lead a roadshow in Jaipur today. This roadshow will take place in the walled city area from Sanganeri Gate to Choti Chopper. BJP has also fielded all senior leaders in the election campaign. On behalf of Congress, State President Govind Dotasara will campaign in Sikar district today. Former Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot and former Deputy Chief Minister Sachin Pilot are also scheduled to participate in the election campaign at various places. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will address the valedictory ceremony of the 76th batch of the Indian Revenue Service IRS at the National Academy of Direct Taxes in Nagpur today. The batch comprises 56 IRS officers and two officers of the Royal Bhutan Service. The National Academy of Direct Taxes in Nagpur is the apex training institute for the Indian Revenue Service officers in the Income Tax Department of the Government of India. The registration process for the 52-day-long Amarnath Yatra is beginning from today. Sri Amarnath Shrine Board has made this announcement. The pilgrimage for the High Holy Cave Shrine of Sri Amarnath Ji in South Kashmir Himalayas will commence from June 29th and conclude on August 19th. The annual Yatra takes place from the twin tracks, the traditional 48-kilometer Nunwan Pahalgam route in Anantnag district and the 14-kilometer shorter but steep Baltal route in Gandharbal district. Amarnath Yatra is one of the most toughest and challenging journeys for the devotees. This pilgrimage is believed to be the abode of Lord Shiva. Every year, thousands of devotees visit the Amarnath cave to seek the blessings from the divine. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that the ongoing rainfall along with moderate thunderstorms, lightning, gusty winds and hail will continue to persist over northwest India for the next 24 hours and abate thereafter. It said the light to moderate rainfall with moderate thunderstorms, lightning and winds gusting up to 40 kilometers per hour is expected over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. Whereas West Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh are expected to witness scattered to fairly widespread rainfall with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds up to 40 kilometers per hour today. Meanwhile, the Met Department has said that Delhi will witness a generally cloudy sky with light rain today. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will clash with Sunrisers Hyderabad at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru today. The match will begin at 7:30 this evening. Yesterday, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 20 runs at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. In another match, Kolkata Knight Riders beat Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. And with that, we end this news bulletin.